Well, hello, hello, our wonderful patron.
Hey.
Thank you so much for supporting the show.
Hey, sexy listener, how you doing?
Hey, sexy patron. Oh,
flop, oh, flop, oh. Flop, flop, shonen flop style.
Everybody do the flop. So, Jordan, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about art, David. We're talking about the cover arts that we have picked for our various episodes on these fucking flops.
Hell yeah. So we're going to be talking about Monster Hunter Arrage to Sakura Tataiwohen and talking about what the art description were that we did, that we sent to Merlisle, and ultimately, what was our favorite piece of art out of the batch. So let's get started. First up, though, Monster Hunter Arrage. Can you make this a parody of the Clockwork Orange poster? Have the main character making the same pose as the poster character, holding the sword in his right hand instead of the knife. Please make sure he's still wearing the hat and has the weird eyelash on his right eye, and have it say Shonen Flop's Clockwork Arrage. And so, really, the pun of this was just Clockwork Orange, Monster Hunter Arrage.
Yeah.
You know, not subtle.
It's not too deep, you know?
No. They all can't be 600 IQ ideas.
This was a lower IQ number idea. But, you know, it was still an idea. And I think it looks good. It's, you know, not the most clever, but it's well done. It's well done, you know? I think it's immediately recognizable.
Yeah, and then moving on to Duranki, this is one, Jordan, you thought of. The design should be the poster art for Cecil B. DeMille's?
Yes, DeMille.
Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments, with guts from Berserk instead of Moses. Instead of him holding the Ten Commandments, he should be holding up the first volume of Duranki. So, for people who don't know, Duranki was by the creator of Berserk.
Yes, yes. And it was also very biblical. Their dad's name is Noah, and I'm pretty sure it's Noah from the Bible. I like this. I think it's pretty fucking good. And you know what? That idea is pretty fucking smart, whoever came up with that, you know?
I agree.
Guts, played by Charlton Heston, would be pretty interesting. I think that would be pretty good. Don't you think?
I think that would be pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, next up for a series not quite as notable as Berserk, we have Duran Doran.
Thank you. Not hungry like the wolf.
No, but I am hungry to tell you about this. So can you create a support group of a few recently canceled manga characters? You're welcome to position it exactly like the image, which was just kind of a generic stock image of a support group. No matter what, can you please highlight a relationship between the main character of Golem Hearts and Duran? They're by the same author. And can you also please have it say canceled manga support group? And if possible, have a missing poster of the female protagonist of Duran, which intimately she disappears after about 12 chapters to show up like 15 chapters later. It's just kind of weird how she just gets written out for a long period of time of that series.
Real fucking weird.
And then for context, the recently canceled was the main character of Ayashimon and Forget Me, or Protect Me Shugamaru.
Forget Me Shugamaru. Yeah.
You can tell what's a strong contender for most forgettable series on the floppies.
Okay, but I will say Shugamaru's hands combined with his weird ass face is fucking it looks hilarious. So weird. It's so weird. It's great. She did a great job on that. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite part of the whole thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Next up for Earthchild, this one was all Jordan's baby. So Jordan, do you want to read off the description?
This is my beautiful child for Earthchild. One, in the foreground, there's a government agent with his head slightly turned to his left and two fingers on his ear like he's talking into an earpiece. He should look more or less like an Agent Smith. Two, in the middle ground is a garbage truck with the back dumpster area facing the viewer, but tilted slightly to its left. It should take up the middle area of the panel. The truck says, capital W, lowercase AST, capital E, manager. Over the dumpster, and it should be formatted exactly like that. It should be tilted so that we can see the driver, and he's also an Agent Smith. He has one arm out his window with his hand on his ear because he's also talking on an earpiece. Three, again, in the middle ground, another Agent Smith guy is dumping a garbage can full of copies of Volume 1 of Earthchild into the truck. He's on the right of the panel. The two agents should bookend the truck. Four, the background is just a city. Don't fucking worry about it too much. Also, give the agents different hair and skin tones. They aren't actually clones. Yeah, that was a long description, but I think it was good.
Yeah, I remember at first I was like, Jordan, the series isn't that bad. And then we read past the first chapter and we're like, oh, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was like, see, David, it does belong in the fucking
dumpster.
You're
right. You boomed me good.
Damn right. I really like how this turned out. She did a fantastic job. It's exactly what I was picturing. Kind of better than what I was picturing, actually. Just excellent job.
Next up, for Hi-Fi Cluster, can you make this a parody of the Lo-Fi Beats Girl, essentially have the main character in the exact same pose, but the background be Tokyo instead, and then in the background, we have them having, who is it he could use? Not Plato.
Oh, man.
What was the philosopher? Whatever, who gives a shit? That series sucked. Whatever
Socrates?
The philosopher-
Socrates? Yeah,
maybe that was Socrates.
Socrates.
Socrate. And so I think this one worked really well.
Yeah.
And he has like a thing that's like hold pen as a sticker, which was Jordan's idea. One. So yeah, this was a really fun one.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
And then finally, though, we have Sakuretsu Taiwohen. Can you make this a parody of Full House? Please have the main character in the middle of the piece of the person in place of the person in yellow. I just didn't know if Merlisle knew who Bob Saget was just because they're not from America. So I don't know if Full House had much of a cultural impact in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And have the next three characters pose similarity. The final two characters should be in place of the children. So yeah, just quirky sitcom. I think it was a fun idea. I think she did a great job, even if the facial expressions would never be made by those characters.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to tell that it's Full House, but once you get it, like, it's pretty good. I really like Sakura's, like, whatever shirt. Is that a shirt that Bob Saget wears, or is that a shirt that Sakura...
I don't think anyone's clothing was changed for this.
Yeah, no, I really like it. I really like, I think they all look good. I think it's a nice little family picture for such a weird-ass series.
Exactly. So, Jordan, what was your favorite out of this batch?
Earthchild. I really like how it turned out. Put a lot of effort into that description, and she did it better than I could have hoped.
I think the Earthchild one is great. I still also really like the support group in the Hi-Fi Cluster. I think I'm going to give it to Hi-Fi Cluster because I think it's just had a lot of pieces that worked really well.
Hi-Fi Cluster is pretty good.
Especially because it's like the name pun worked so well, and it wasn't like a forced pun like the Monster Hunter or Raj thing.
Yeah, the hold pen thing.
Definitely, we'll see though, Jordan, because soon we're going to consider what is our all-time favorite piece of art this year.
Oh,
and this
boy.
Is the first time we've had the same artist, so that's going to be exciting.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah! Merlisle doing a fucking excellent job here, just fucking killing it.
Alright, but you're also killing it, and I want to say thank you again, our wonderful patrons. We have had a fantastic year, and we could not have done this without you.
Yes, thank you so much, listener. You mean so much to me. Look, listener, you look so cute right now.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, man, did you get a new haircut? That just looks so nice.
Yes.
That new dress looks great on you.
With that, Jordan, talk to you later.
Bye.